Well, that's the one thing I think we didn't do. Yeah, the one thing I didn't try.
Well, good morning. Welcome home. Welcome to Hope on the Beach Church. We're glad you're here with us as we gather together. It's a great reminder that this is a no-judgment zone. This is a place of grace. It's a safe place. And we just want to encourage you to worship in a way that is meaningful for you as you engage, because God is here. God is wanting to speak to you and minister to you. And this is his incredible sanctuary, which he does that in. And we just kind of like say, God, we're here. Have your way as we carry out this mission, awakening hearts to Jesus every day. And God is calling us and awakening us and inviting us into that conversation. And we invite you to join into that. If you're joining us online, you can go to hopeofthebeach.com. You can get the connection card, and also you can watch it there, but also get the worship folder so you can worship with us. Or on Facebook, love to hear where you're listening from. Always excited to and grateful for you guys engaging online with us too. We really want to also say thank you for coming and just acknowledge that you too are a gift from God. So in your worship folder, there's a connection card. It looks like this. It's blue. If you could be so kind to fill at the front, we'd love to be able to recognize your presence with us. We will not bombard you. We will not sell to you. You will not get soap commercials from us or anything. But we really do just want to be able to recognize you and say thank you and realize that you matter to us. And whether, as I say, welcome home, whether this is you're here only a couple times a year or you are always here, and this is we call this home. This is home for all. And we want to be your church away from church. If you don't have a church, we would love to be your church family and pour into you. Today, we are blessed to have Christian, our director of missions, our volunteer director of missions. He is going to be preaching. One of the things that we are committed to is raising people up, developing people. The church is a place to develop people and to grow, invest in people. And that's what Jesus did. That's what we do. And part of that investing is in growing you in your leadership and your discipleship and where your gifts and talents and calling is. And seeing that and say, look, I see this in you, and we want to just feed into that, what God has given you. And really believe that God's given Christian ability to understand the word and to speak it and to share it. And so we are excited to have him to lead today as we continue this series of Mark. And we're going to talk about light and what it means to be the light. So with that, I invite us to rise. And we can begin our worship together. As we begin in prayer. Hey, Father, you're a light that comes in the darkness. You reveal things, you expand things, you illuminate things in our lives. And so, Lord, we pray for the light to shine in us, that you would just reveal yourself, your grace, your love, your work in our lives. More importantly, though, that we'd be just so reminded of your incredible presence that is with us. That this world, this life, does not rely on us, but the God who's in us. You know, when Moses went to Pharaoh, it wasn't that Moses was so great. And when Pharaoh said, Moses, get out of here, take everything. It wasn't because Moses was such a great leader. It was because God was with Moses, and God was so great. That's the God we serve and love. He is with us. He is mighty. He is loving. And he is faithful. So let's lift up our voices. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Breath.
Holy, only you are worthy.
sing that one more time and just meditate on what we're singing.
Light a fire that the world can't burn out, fan the flame till nothing between us remains. My life is an altar to you. And breathe again on the embers that burn in my heart. Love taken back to the start. My life is an altar to you. Breathe again on the embers that burn in my heart. Love taken back to the start. My life is an altar to you.
What a beautiful way to start today. Couldn't think of a better song for this message. Hello, Hope family. I'm Christian Bolden. I'm the director of missions here at Hope on the Beach in Santa Rosa Beach, Florida. You know, I was thinking on the way here. I'm sorry. Oh, you may be seated. I was thinking on the way here, how funny this is, Lord, that you've put me speaking today here to this group, because you got Pastor Jason, who's been teaching and preaching for 3 sermons here consistently for 20 plus years. You got Steve, who's been a minister for 50 years. This is a hard act to follow. You know, it's like coaching between Lou Holtz and Nick Saban. So, appreciate your patience with me today. I'm not quite either of the two, but I'm just thankful to be here and be a vessel for the Lord. Before we begin, we're going to continue the sermon, actually, in questions from Mark. Where's the light? I got a little story to share about how Lana and I happened upon Hope on the Beach Church. We were actually doing the circuit, we call it, in between churches, and we were, hitting all the community churches, praying, seeking the Holy Spirit, where's the Lord working? And we were sitting there in the middle of Shunk Gully one morning, and I was reminded of a prayer that we prayed 20 some odd years ago, and we were discipled. Both of us grew up Southern Baptist. We were discipled in a Nazarene church. And we were in there in that church, and there was a banner when we first walked in the door of that church that said, "Mercy triumphs over judgment." And they practiced it. They lived it out, and they discipled us. And so I carry that with me everywhere I go. But I remember being in that church, and I said, "Lord, if there's any way that these walls could be knocked down and the community could see this, this is what the community needs. They need discipleship. They need to see what's going on inside here. How do we do that?" So Pastor Jason was preaching a message at that time. It was right around the time, some of you members remember, the 25th anniversary. And he was talking about how for 20 some odd years, you've been faithful supporters of us here on the staff of, loving God, loving people, making disciples. We've been doing the ministry here as a staff, but we're flipping the script on you. We're going to be the teachers and the trainers, and you all are now going to do the ministry. And you're going to go make disciples. I looked over at Lana and I said, "Did you hear that? Did you hear that?" I said, "Look at the walls." We were in Shunk Gully and the walls were rolled up. And I said, "I think we found where we're supposed to be. We're in the community. The walls are blown out of this place. And we prayed for this. We prayed for this. And we pressed in." So we're thankful to be here. And it's been a journey. I started off just pushing carts. I'm thankful for Pastor Jason, Christy, and all the elders, the council, and all the members pouring into me, loving on us, and we're Lana and I are just thankful to be here. We're very blessed. So as we continue the sermon, like I said, questions from Mark, where's the light? We're going to be in chapter 4, 21 through 25. So let's go to the Word. I'm going to read the whole section of the Word first, and then we're going to just start hitting verses. So, and he said to them, is a lamp brought in to be put under a basket or under a bed and not on a stand? For nothing is hidden except to be made manifest, nor is anything secret except to come to light. If anyone has ears, let him hear. And he said to them, pay attention to what you hear. With the measure you use, it'll be measured to you, and still more will be added to you. For the one who has, more will be given, and from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. When Pastor gave me this message and it said, where's the light? I thought, oh no. Anybody knows me here, they know I like to talk. I was a photographer for 17 years, and he's given me the subject of light. I study light for 17 years. I could bore you on everything that I know about the natures of light. And I thought, how in the world am I going to condense this? So what is the nature of light? Light is a form of energy. Light is needed to see things around us. We are able to see the world around us because of light. We can read a book, see pictures in a magazine, watch television, and see our phones due to the existence of light. And it is light which makes us see our image in the mirror. We detect light with our eyes. Though we see objects around us with our eyes, we can't see with our eyes alone. We need light. We need a source of light to make those objects visible. Everybody uses the analogy of this in optical world or photography or anything. Whenever you're in the cave, you put your hand in front of your face. Everybody's had this experience. You can't see it, even though your eyes are open. The light hits it, you need a bulb or a source of light switched on. Light falls on the object, and we're able to see the object in front of us because of light. Light reflects off the object. That's how you can see it. That's why also you can't see God. He's spirit. He's not matter. There's nothing to reflect off of. And the analogy is a source of light that is God. Interesting fact, too. Sorry, I'm going to geek out for about 2 seconds here. When your eyes are similar to a camera, so you don't know this, but you see upside down. Whenever the light pierces your lens on your eye, the image is upside down on your retina. It's actually your brain that flips it back right side up. So just a little crazy factoid about light. I couldn't go this far without telling you something that's kind of... Anyway, number one, light is meant to be revealed. We're going to go back into 21 through 22. And he said to them, is a lamp brought in to be under a basket or under a bed and not on a stand? For nothing is hidden except to be made manifest, nor is anything secret except to come to light. You are the lampstand. You need a candle or a bulb for light to shine out from you. It's the same analogy as a vessel. The lamp represents the truth of God's word, specifically Jesus himself. Like in John 8:12, he says, again, Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. The gospel was never meant to be concealed, but made visible to the world. God's plan has always been progressive revelation. What is hidden now will be revealed. So what do we ask ourselves? Am I hiding the light of Christ in my life? We should boldly shine that light around our families, our workplace, and community. Be open with your faith where you live, work, learn, and play. That is why our mission statement here at Hope is awaken hearts to Jesus every day, everywhere, to everybody. Truth will be revealed eventually, number two. So we're in verse 22. For nothing is hidden except to be made manifest, nor is anything secret except to come to light. It's a similar in Scripture in Luke 8:17. Typically, when I'm reading through Scripture and something is similar repeats itself, you really start paying attention. So again, it says in Luke 8:17, "For nothing is hidden that will not be made manifest, nor is anything secret that will not be known and come to light." God will expose what's hidden, good or bad. Judgment and reward are both linked to this principle, as in the Scriptures above. He already knows you. He knows who you are. There's nothing hidden. Your identity has already been captured. So when I was, I'm starting to tell my age. So whenever I first got into photography, we used to use dark bags and we had 70 millimeter film. And after we're finished with it, before a session, we would load that canister with the film and had to put our hands in a dark bag to take the film out after the images were all exposed on it and put it in a can without seeing it. It had to be all done in a dark bag. And those images of those people were already on that film. That film already knew who they were. That light had already exposed them, and that can had images of people. The light had already exposed who they are. And light exposes who you are. Which brings us to our memory verse. "For God will bring every deed into judgment with every secret thing, whether good or evil. God will expose what is hidden, good or bad." Ecclesiastes 12:14. This serves both as a warning and encouragement. Nothing escapes God's sight. So what should we ask ourselves? Lord, is there anything hidden in me that I'm avoiding? Enlighten me. Help expose anything that is keeping me from being closer to you. This reminds me of David in Psalms 26:2, when he says, "Examine my heart, O Lord. Look me up and down. Look me through and through. What is it? What is it, Lord? Examine me." So, live with integrity, knowing God sees the hidden motives of your heart, good or bad. Be transparent before God. There's nothing He doesn't know. Again, He already knows you. Repent and confess anything hidden. Invite Him. You know, there was something that hit me one time. I was just sitting there, and I was just like struggling with something and wrestling. And it seems like I just got it. It's like He wants to be invited into every aspect of your life. Go, do, be, live, just invite Him into everything, everywhere, when you're talking to anybody. Just invite Him. There's never a place that I want to be where I don't feel like I want God there with me. Because the absence of Him is described. And I don't want that. Number three is hearing determines receiving. This is, "If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. And He said to them, pay attention to what you hear. With the measure you use, it will be measured to you, and still more will be added to you." And here Jesus emphasizes the importance of spiritual hearing. "With the measure you use" refers to attentiveness, obedience, application. Your openness to God, you're inviting Him in, truth determines the depth of the understanding you'll receive. So what should we ask ourselves? Am I approaching God's word with humility, hunger, or am I approaching it casually? Take responsibility to listen, learn, and live the truth. Years ago, when I was at the church we were just discussing before, we had an outreach to a rehabilitation center called Rafa House. Another guy and I rotated. We had two Bible studies there at that rehab, and we would rotate. So once a month, I would teach a class. Once a month, he would teach a class. And I remember seeing after a couple of months, 2-3 months, there's this one guy. Every time I taught, his eyes never came off. And he was soaking everything in, and it was getting to be consistent. I saw it when we would always travel together, even if I wasn't teaching, I would be there. So I noticed he was a sponge. And He hemmed me up after one of the classes about 3 months in, and he came over to me and he said, "Hey man, I've been struggling with, you know, drugs in my life for quite some time, and you know, I'm actually feel like I'm making progress finally for once in my life. I've got Christ in my heart. I'm working through this. Counselor's here helping me, and I've decided, you know, also I can't be involved in alcohol because if I do that, I'm probably going to lead to drugs. So I'm moving these things out of my life. There have been crutches. I don't want to hold on to them anymore." And I was like, "Hey, I mean, I commend you. Praise the Lord. Thank you for sharing that with me, because, you know, oftentimes when you're here sharing, you want to know that God is working and moving. And I appreciate you sharing that with both of us." And he said, "Well, I got a question for you. I just want you to tell me the answer." And I was like, "Oh, boy." And he goes, "Should I stop smoking?" I'm like, "Well, all these scriptures came to my head about your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. You know, I could sit there and just hit him with scripture." But I sat and after I listened to his story, I kind of stopped and I said, "Well, can I ask you a question?" He said, "Yeah." I said, You're on this journey. You're already letting go of a couple of crutches that are pretty big. You know, did God tell you to stop smoking?" He said, "I don't know. I feel like if I'm supposed to do all these things," and I could tell he's wrestling with it. And I said, "I tell you what, why don't you do this? Why don't you understand that I understand maybe you're using the smoking as a crutch right now, and you know, you're probably drinking a lot of coffee too here at rehab, because that's what people seem to do." I said, "But you've got your hands full right now with what you're letting go of in your life. Why don't you let God let you know when, and prick your heart and tell you when it's supposed to take place? And I think you can just manage those things at this time. And then be in the scripture, pray, spend time with him, and your hearing will come to you through doing this. And he will let you know when it's time to quit smoking. I'm not going to tell you. You know, I'm not going to, I mean, I could beat you up with scripture right now, and I don't know that's going to be appropriate. So go to scripture, pray, and you'll hear." So hearing is important. It actually allows us to be able to see and know where God wants us to be involved and what he wants us to do. So with that, number four, faithfulness comes. Faithfulness brings increase. So we're in 25, Mark 4. "For to the one who has, more will be given. And from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away." This is a divine principle. It's actually in all of life. Faithfulness is like being consistent. It works in life. It works in business. It brings multiplication. But neglect it and it brings loss. If we use what God gives us, he entrusts us with more. This applies to truths, gifts, opportunities, influence, and even resources. Do we not see this also in the parables of the talents? 2, 5, 10. What'd the first guy do? Buried it. So 5 and 10, vested it. We see a return from the last two invested because they didn't bury their talents. So we should ask ourselves, do we use our gifts and knowledge to love God and love people first? Great commandment. Also, do we use our gifts and knowledge to make disciples? The Great Commission. So you understand that you have been commanded as a Christian to love God and love people. And so many of you are doing that, and you're faithful in that. But there's another part of this. You've been commissioned. How many here has been in the military? You understand what commission is. You've been commissioned to make disciples. It's the other half of it. Beware of spiritual complacency. It leads to loss, not just stagnation. You have to understand, you have to be first self-freed to bring the increase in you and through you. And you learn that process through being involved with other brothers and sisters in Christ, being in your word, praying, serving together, loving on God, loving people, and making disciples. As we conclude, God's truth, Jesus, is the light to be shared, not hidden. whether in receiving or applying his teaching will determine what we receive in return, emphasizing personal responsibility and spiritual growth. Those who embrace his truth will be given spiritually more, even while those who neglect it will lose even what they had. So to simplify this, Jesus calls us to be bearers of light, seekers of truth, and faithful stewards. When we engage in his word, he reveals more and more. When we hide or neglect it, we lose even what we have. Simplified even again, what we reap is what we sow. So I tend to be a very practical guy, and I want to figure out, how do you live this out? How do you do this, Lord? And so first, you respond to light. Don't hide it. Hear with intention. God multiplies revelation to those who have a hungry heart. Act on what you know, because growth follows obedience. So where is the light? There's an opportunity here for that light to be in every side of every one of you. You just make a commitment. You take a step. You step out in faith with him. Just like the lampstand, just like the vessel, this holds the blood of Jesus Christ. This holds the light of the world. All that he's asking for you to do is share it here and shine here. It's all on you, just to surrender and be that to people. It's really not that hard, because he's the one that does the work. All you have to do is be available. I'm so rusty on speaking, I don't mind pushing carts. I'm a guy that works with his hands a lot. But even the fact that he's put me back up here again, the only thing I wanted to do was push carts. And I'm just trying to be obedient. He's stretching, he's growing. So my heart cries out to you. First off, I want to thank you for allowing me to share this message with you today. As serving as your mission director here at Hope also, it's been a blessing. I look forward to sharing again with you soon about what our missions team is doing. So again, I'm a practical guy, so I want to give you some next steps. I really want to challenge you. Get involved. If it's not here somewhere, if you're passing through, and there's always a body close to you. If you live here, and you visit here often, we would love for it to be here, because we experience God. You're a blessing to us. You're a gift from God, and you're valuable. You're created in the image of God. So we want to experience life with you. But I really want to challenge you to get involved, not just because we need help. We do. We're growing. We're expanding over into Inlet, which is territory we already had before COVID. God has gave us a blessing to be a part of it again, and has gave us the territory back. Praise the Lord. He's faithful. And it's an opportunity to serve him, to make a legacy. What does it say in Scripture about leaving legacies for the next generation? That's the opportunities down there waiting. Allow your heart to be pricked. Here, there, wherever it is, I just pray, ask the Lord, please prick my heart. Show me where I can love God, love people, and make disciples. But because of spiritual growth, you receive and multiply in others. Look into our disciple huddles, life groups, ministry teams. If you like to pray, we have intercessors, we have prayer tents, other outreach, and multiple services. Our staff is here. I know them. They're committed to ensure you can fulfill the Great Commandment and Great Commission. Together, let's awaken a change maker in you and those around you. Awaken the Holy Spirit. The truth of God is in you. It shapes you and changes you. Partner with us. It's about developing disciples today for a better tomorrow. What God is calling you to is a breakthrough from any darkness to glorious light. It will grow you. It'll grow your character, your competency. You don't want to miss it. I'm thinking right now of a young man named Sawyer who's filling the gap for me, towing a trailer to Inlet Beach. Such a blessing. Such a blessing to see someone young that's taking up the challenge, living out his faith, and leading. This is such a blessing to me. Together, let's awaken hearts to Jesus every day, everywhere, and everyone. Thanks again, Pastor Jason.
Yeah. Absolutely. It takes a lot to come up here. I'm just hoping I'm not Lou Holtz. That's all I'm saying. Let's pray. God, we thank you for this wonderful gift of light. I mean, light just shines on its own. It's got its own energy and power, God. And so if it's not shining in and through us, that means that we have something hiding it. Sometimes it's our fear of inadequacy. Sometimes it's sin. Sometimes, I don't know, it's doubt. But God, you are greater. You're so much greater. So bring a breakthrough. Get us over that hump. You know, I was just moved this week when I heard, you know, you only get angry so many times in Scripture. But the one time you showed some anger was to Moses. When you called Moses, and Moses like, nah, I think I need my brother. You want him. He's better. And we do a lot of Moses pointing to somebody better and this and that when God is calling us. And God is calling us because he gets a little angry when we don't act in faith and we fall to fear. God, may your spirit of truth, may your word, your living word, get us courage over our fears. To just be the light you made us to be. We don't have to be the other light, just to be the light we are. And so reveal that to us in little ways. Just little things make us steps of faithfulness that lead to other things. That's the multiplication. We learn to trust you in little things, and we watch you start doing things, and we start to trust you in greater things, and then we're ready for those leaps. And so, God, thank you for your patience. Thank you for your kindness, your gentleness, and how you lead us. And so, God, I just pray, just give that revelation to us in greater ways, that it may multiply among us. Lord, we pray for our country. We pray for our leaders. We lift them up. Lord, there's just a lot of chaos. There's definitely a battle of darkness and light going on. And there has been things done in secret and darkness that, Lord, we pray would just be revealed. Lord, I would just long for people of integrity to be in leadership that you entrust with so much. And so, Lord, we pray that in the brokenness of humanity and our systems and our institutions that your light would even shine. That you would bring restoration even to those things because it's good for the people. And you praying out your blessings even on those who are evil and bad because you are revealing your goodness. You're saying, look, I love you no matter what. You can't please me anymore. I just love you because I'm a God of love. Boy, what a gift. And so it's your children who are so loved and favored that you give them the light of the world, Jesus. That we have that confidence, we come to you and pray to you and all the things of our illnesses, of our struggles, spiritual, emotional, relationships, God, that we can cast those burdens all on you. You hear our prayers and you answer them. And so we pray together the prayer you taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. In your worship folder, we have an opportunity to share that light, to reveal that light, and to say, God, all these are your resources that we're just going to be faithful and trust in you. And trust that you even multiply them as we do that act in faithfulness and to you in gratitude. And so in your worship folder, there is that offering envelope, an opportunity for us to honor him in that worship. And you can do that with a text to give or go online, whatever the Lord leads you in there. Also in our worship folder is that connection card on the back of it. You can share what you experienced today. If God has blessed you, maybe this is the first time you've ever said, hey, God, I want to confirm the light of Christ you've given to me. That you've given me this faith and have saved me, and you're my Lord and my Savior. Man, we'd love to talk with you and pray with you if you want to be baptized. It's plenty hot. Be a good day. Oh. Or we could schedule it, one of the two. And also, just a reminder, some things going on in the church. If you want to join the large life group on Tuesdays, it's a dinner and a Bible study. Great time. Invite you to do that. Hey, we planned a beach bonfire for this Friday. And for some reason, it seems like a lot of us are busy. So we need to know today, those who are planning to come, because if not, then we're going to extinguish it due to the fact that too many of us are too busy at this time. So if you can make it, please sign up today. Let us know, because we need to make a decision on that one. And also, you see that next steps of that partnership membership. If you want to take a next step and learn more about Hope, we invite you to partnership and to get to learn about Hope and our story and mission and values and become a partner member. And then if you really want to go forward and become more of a confirmed member in our church body, and then that would be membership, and we welcome you to do that too. So there's opportunities there. And then lastly, to serve, we have a bunch of people helping out with the foster children, which is awesome. We need some more to be buddies, to be friends, to be Jesus with skin on and just love on them. Give them that unconditional love and to walk with them. And it's great. They've been a very rewarding experience for all those who have gone, and just their hearts are just full of just love and compassion and an affirmation of God's Spirit working with little conversations, little touches of encouragement. So I invite you to do that. Look into that ministry and get involved. Also, your prayers, we'd love to pray for you and walk with you in that. So with that, we're going to continue our worship. I guess, as we said, I should highlight that one thing one more time to make it clear, because it's so confusing for some people. But you see, we have this little card in here that talks about Inlet Beach. We have expanded to Inlet Beach to have a beach service at 8 o'clock on the first and third Sunday only right now, as we are building to go weekly. This service is not moving. Some of you may move there, but this service will stay here. And it will always be every Sunday. Is that clear? Amen. All right. Whether it's 100 or 50 degrees, we're here. or we go to Shunk if it's raining. But we will always have Sunday service here. We're expanding. We're adding on, not taking away, adding on. Because this is what God's called us to do. He called us to multiply. Make disciples, go send disciples. Help people understand their calling, bring them into a greater commitment with Him, that they confirm who they are and what they are, what they believe, and commission them to go. Man, we are just relieved. We want to just be a place like the church is an aircraft carrier. And we want to just be sending people. And sending people to go do the ministry that God's put on their heart. Maybe it's a beach, maybe it's something else. But we're here to equip you to go do that. So that's exciting. I love doing this. So let's worship. Let's rise. And as we do, we can put our offerings and our connection cards in the buckets as we give our praise to the Lord.
Made to be.
shame when I find some of grief running my way. I know I am yours. I was made for more. How would I make betting my shame when a fountain of grace keeps running my way? I know I am yours, and I was made for more. God, we thank you that we are beautifully and wonderfully made. We are made in your image. Hard for us to believe when we see ourselves every moment of every day. I just ask that you would help us to see ourselves the way that you see us. You guys receive this blessing as you go here, go from here today. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May he lift his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. See you next week.